isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Isikhathi 7:30 siyalambulela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlaka 30 Mbimbitho 2018 igama ngu Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Isikhelani likhefu liphasika alisha kakhulu asila mali siyathengisa umakhokho abasithathila amabhasi aphuma agcwala kude abantu abasebenzi.
Ulu weZimbabwe umanyana lamanye amazwe omhlaba angamakholwa ayisiKristu ekunanzeni ikhefu lephasika kodwa kobulawayo bakhala ngokuswelakala kwemali. Ummeli welemelika eZimbabwe uambasada Harry Thomas uthi kuzathatha isikhathi eside ukuthi umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe uthuthuke. Kuhlelo woza Friday kungephasika kunje seleqembu lembube indosakusa elidume kakhulu ngomculo wesicathamiya lokucula ingoma zokholo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa emsakazweni weStudio 7. Uzulu umanyane labakwamanye amazwe omhlaba angamakholwa esiKristu ekunanzeni ikhefu lephasika lapho abaningi abahle bathatha lelo thuba lokuba le mbuthano yemuli ingaba imitshado ukulobola lokunye okunenginengi. Kodwa uZulu kobulawayo uthi ukuswelakala kwemali kwenze ukuthi behluleke ukuya emakhaya loba ukuya kwethekelela izihlobo labangane kwamanye amadolobho. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Iphasika iqale namhla kodwa iqale uZulu weZimbabwe ebhekane lohlupho oluqhubekela phambili olokusweleka kwemali lemisebenzi. Uphenyo olwenziwe yiStudio 7 eRenkini luveze ukuba laloba amabhasi ephuma esiya emaphandleni lakwamanye amadolobho uZulu ubamba ngamandla ukuya ekhaya. Omunye wabakade beserenkini ezedlulela nje umnumzana Mayebongwe Khumalo uthi yena uyehlulekile ukuya ekhaya ngaleli khefu ethi uswele imali.
Isikhelani likhefu liphasika alisha kakhulu asila mali siyathengisa umakhokho abasithathila amabhasi aphuma agcwala kude abantu abasebenzi khonokise sokuthula ukuncane sisize ukuphathisa imali asiyithula abantu bathi amaikho keshi ifuncela ikho keshi akula mali hayi siyangicela ukuthi uhulumende engathi engasisekela lathi asizile okuhle uZulu weZimbabwe.
Omunye njalo umnumzana Gilbert Ncube uthe ikhefu bayalibona kodwa uhlupho lokusweleka kwemali lubathwalise nzima.
Into ezenzakalayo ukuthi nje namhlanje ngani amaswayipayo kulohlupho amakhadi kahambi kahle network yala so abantu abala cash. So into ezenzakala sicela nje angathi kuya improve into zama cash. Ukhulumende asincede kakhulu kazi. Ngoba lati kunje singabantu esingasebenzi esithembile abantu abanjani abasebenza ukuthi nqabe thole lati siyathola.
Umnumzana Give Mo Zondo uthi yena wehlulekile ukuya ekhaya ngokuswela imali ethi amapolisa kakansili ayabahlukuluza nqabe thengisa.
Yohlupho endlalo ngale mali ngoba kathi singehlulekile ekhaya nqa ukuthi cash angithola angisebenzi ngapha la makhokho omsebenzi lo tesebenza ababuya bezosihlukumeza so sesisulo ukuthi siphile njani thina hayi phasikele njengoba nje ngikhona lapha ikukudla kwakhona bavela ngelinye enye iplan engayenza.
Umama osebenzela erenkini endala kobulawayo uMadlamini uthe ikhefu leli liphansi njalo ibhizimusi liphansi ethi bebekhangelele ukuthi inzuzo izaba phezulu kodwa akunjalo.
Ikhefu leli liphansi. Abantu abahambi njengenjayelo. Ibhizinisi liphansi. Besikhangela ukuthi maybe inzuzo zizaba phezulu kodwa akuhambi.
Ukungasebenzi kukaZulu kobulawayo kanye lokusweleka kwemali emabhanga kudumaza amakhefu amaningi. Iningi likaZulu liyazisebenza njalo lisuka likhethe ukuthi lizisebenzele emabhizimusini abo kulokuthi bahlale kumbe bavakatshe. Amabhizimusi amaningi abevuliwe uZulu eziqhubela imisebenzi ehlukeneyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Umeli wele Melika eZimbabwe uAmbassador Harry Thomas uthi kuzathatha isikhathi eside ukuthi umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe uthuthuke. Uthi kumele leZimbabwe libhadale izikwelede njalo lingadlalisi imali ngokuthenga impahla elentengo ephezulu enjengezimota zeziphathamandla zikahulumende. Uthi amanye amazwe eMpumalanga aphumelele ngokulwisana lokungethembeki lokunye okufanayo okwenza athuthuke ngemfanelo aze abhidlizwe ngohulumende ababebengenzi kahle umsebenzi. U-Ambassador Thomas Jr. obesebenzela eZimbabwe okweminyaka emithathu ukhangelelwe ukugqiba umsebenzi ekupheleni kukambimbitho. Nanko okunya kwethulele umsakazo weStudio 7.
It's going to be a long road, and I think we need to make that clear. You don't get out of the debts overnight. But it's simple. You pay off your debt to not only the international financial institutions, but private banks, or you reschedule them.
Kumele sikhulume iqiniso ukuthi kuzathatha isikhathi eside ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lithuthuke ngemfanelo. Kodwa kulula nje lokhu ngoba okumele kwenziwe ukuthi kubhadalwe izikwelede. Lapha ngikhuluma ngezikwelede zamabhanga amakhulu amazwe wonke omhlaba jikelele. Nxa kusehlula ukuthi kubhadalwe izikwelede lezi, kumele kukhulunyiswane lamabhanga la ukwenzela ukuthi kungahluphi ukubhadala izikwelede lezi. Kuqakathekile lokhu kakhulu njalo ukukhuluma lamankampani azimele wodwa lakho kuqakathekile.
You've seen the Asian tigers, you've seen Rwanda, all of them adopted the same thing. They made it easy for foreign and domestic investors to come in. They got rid of corruption. They made opportunity.
Sakubona lokhu emazweni aseMpumalanga. Sakubona njalo lokhu kusenzakala elizweni leRwanda. Amazwe wonke la enza wabalula ukuthi osomabhizimusi bakwamanye amazwe babe lentshukuntshu yokuvula amafektali emazweni abo. Balwisana lokungethembeki, balungisa imigwaqo lokunye okufanayo, kusenzelwa ukuthi impahla ethengwayo yehle intengo yayo.
These are things that we believe Zimbabwe will have to do.
Sibone ngani lokhu yikho okumele kwenziwe kwele Zimbabwe ukwenza ukuthi ilizwe leli lithuthuke.
It can no longer be a society where government officials were rent seekers or got wealthy through patronage or
akwenzi ukuthi kube lelizwe lezigilamkhuba esiqambula umnotho welizwe senzela ukuzinothisa zona. Akulunganga ukuthi batshontshele uZulu ngokuthenga izimota ezidula okumangalisayo abantu bona behlupheka.
Alo ke bekungu Ambassador Harry Thomas Jr. ummeli welemelika eZimbabwe obexoxa leStudio 7 ekhona pha eWashington DC.
Yebo mthwakazi omuhle, belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngomvulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu. Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930-6065-15460 laku 13860 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhohlwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa obeFacebook kukhasi leVOA ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo 4:15 PM kusiya ku 5 PM. Lilakho njalo kusixhuma kuWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo kuFacebook kukhasi lethu leVOA Ndebele.
Abethekelela eZimbabwe ngesikhathi sekhefu lephasika bakhala ngokuphuziswa emngceleni ikakhulu kwabachayelayo. Intatheli izindaba eStudio 7 Martin Ngwenya ube phakathi kwamakhulu angene eZimbabwe ngomngcele wePlumtree wasiqoqela udaba olulandelayo.
Iningi lezethekeli belicabanga ukuthi lizathola sole nguquko ngendlela ikakhulu inhlanganiso yobuthanisa imithelo eyeZimbabwe Revenue Authority iZimbra eqhuba ngayo ibhizimusi emngceleni. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi uhulumeni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ethembisa ukuthi sebelungise konke uze bakhange abamabhizimusi ngaphansi komkhankaso obethwa ngamazwi akhe athi iZimbabwe is open for business. Kodwa akula ukutshengisa ukuthi iZimbabwe ivuliwe kwezebhizimusi uma kwenzakala emngceleni kuyiso isibonelo. Noma nje imizila ibe ingamide kangako ngolwesine kukhandelwe ukuthi kube ukuqala kwekhefu lephasika izethekeli ziqede phose amahola amathathu ukuthi zidindise incwadi zamapassport lokuthola incwadi zokungena lemota ezama-temporary import permit iTIP. Abanye bathi kumceke ukuthi iZimbabwe ayingeke ikhange izethekeli uma emngceleni abantu bengaphathiswa amasinya njalo langothando. Umnumzana Thamu Banda laye unengwe isidensi sabasebenza emngceleni esithi bayaphuza ukuphathisa isihambi.
Ukudindisa i-passport takes time, even is motor you process in the border it's so long, so even when people want to come and invest base be demotivated at the end of the day.
Unkosazana Shungi Ndlovu uthi kuyadanisa ukuthi amazwi okuthi Zimbabwe is open for business awuhambelani lokwenzakala emngceleni.
Border engikwenze lapha ukuhamba ngisiyazama ukubhadalela imota ngiphenduke ukuyadindisa ipassport lokho kusiba slow ngamandla. Ngemva kwalokho imota ivalelwe ngale ngusecurity guard ngiphinde ngibuyele futhi ngizama ukuthi ngiyethatha imota isikhathi ngicine spende more than 3 hours. Ngihlezi ngiseborder. Manje how can iZimbabwe be open for business?
Njalo okudanisa izivakashi ukuthi amakhadi abo ebhanga avela phandle kwamanye wamazwe abasebenzi kufunakala imali uqobo. Abafana lo mnumzana Nkazimulo Dube bathi lokho kumele ngabe uhulumende omutsha siwakulungisa.
Danisa lokho esikubonayo lapha nxa sifika kweZimbabwe ezithi zikhona apha eborder sithwala nzima ukuthi siswipe bathi they cannot accept ama visa card but bayasiphethithi sisasebenzisane. Asikho lokho kade sikukhangelele njengabe sithi kule new dispensation. We expecting these things from the old administration but khanya kungela mahluko kangako.
Esinye isisebenzi seZimbra sivumile ukuthi indlela abaphathisa ngayo isihambi ikakhulu abachayeli iyaphuza ngakho bazadlulisela umlayezo kwabakhulu. Iningi lesihambi belitshengisa ukunengeka ngendlela akade bephathiswa ngayo kulokukhonona kodwa izisebenzi zomncele azikuchayanga ndiva. NginguMartin Ngwenya oyindaba zeStudio 7 ngisePlumtree.
Siyabonga Martin Ngwenya. Kunjalo nje ukuxoxozela kwezihambi okwenzakala emngceleni weBridge Border Post kucatshangelwa ukuthi kungaba kubangelwa ukuthathwa umfanekiso okwenziwa esinye isisebenzi somngcele lo eSouth Africa esabonakala sizilibazisa kumakhale khukhwini sisemsebenzini. Kusukela izolo bekuminyene emngceleni lo kucelele South Africa okubikwa izisebenzi zogatshalwe immigration bezisebenzela okumnenke. Abanye babikwa bethethe amahola afika phose ithumi bemelele ukudindelwa ama-passport abo. Kodwa ngakucelele eZimbabwe kubikwa kungela kuxokozela. Isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa mnumzana Cassius Jays Simanampofu uthi okungaba kubangela ukuxokozela lokhu kumbaxambili. Kesimuzwe echasisa.
Ya ngathi kule ghost law iSouth African side abantu bathatha isikhala esibithi bakhiyele amaphepha. Ilezinto eziyi-2 ezikhala ngathi zivangele lokho. Eyakuqala yakhona bayaprotesta abantu beSouth Africa e-border khona lama-immigration officials ngento yenziwa abantu eZimbabwe. Kule sithombe abasithaya omunye umama wayesemsebenzini ozo into ayenza ayingalunganga kodwa bathatha isithombe basifaka ku-intanethi umaona wagcina ngathi ku-suspension pending ukuthi kwesikhathi agcine exoxe umsebenzi. So abanye abagazanye badabule ngoba kunengi ozokusizakala ebhoda beyosiza abantu beZimbabwe labangena amaphepha esikhathi bebasiza. Kodwa-ke into abayenzayo inrayithi na kodwa kathi seyi-backfire ngoba lowo mama lowo wayesemsebenzini wabonakala esiba ku-WhatsApp ngesikhathi somsebenzi engasiza abantu ngendlela abasebenzisaka ku-Facebook kuya-WhatsApp ku-Facebook iministri yakubone hhayi cina ihambe yasiza khona ngalo. Enye indaba futhi ebangela khonokho iyahambelana layona le kule-corruption ekhona ebhoda so khala ngathi iminista yeHome Affairs uMeli Sigigaba uthumele ama officials amanye asuka ema town njengabo Pitoli akhona ngalo. So sokungathi into yakhona abantu beboda khona la abesenzela into abe-immigration service side ayibaphathi kahle ngoba bebesiza ngezikhathi zolezo. So laba ababuyile ababathembi babesawo. So yindlela engathi bayadingisela ngayo naleyo.
Sizwa kuthiwa abanye kade sebefuna ukuthi baye ekhaya ngesikhathi lesi sekhefu lePasika bagcine besebenzisa eminye imingcele ngenxa yokwesaba ukuyahlala isikhathi. Uke wakuzwa yini khona?
Ya, ngibonile khona kusukela izolo ngoba mina isikhathi esiningi ngisePretoria lapha kodwa ngiseze Rustenburg, North West Province. Uhambeni kwami ngo-N4 ngisuka ePretoria ngisiya eRustenburg lokuyajika engikwenza izolo. Ngibona imoto eziningi ebezikhomba ukuthi zithwele impahla ziyakhonali. Sacontshela abantu esisebenzela ukuthi abantu ababalekela into eseboda yeBelgium ngoba kuthatha isikhathi ukuthi akliye. So bathatha ibhoda yeBotswana baye beyasevela eBotswana. Yiyo indlela eqinisetenziswa abanye abayenza ukuthi abaqinise becabanga lokuthi badike ebhoda yeBelgium khona ukuthi basiqinisele ingalani ke lokho.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Cassius Ajays Simana Mpofu sizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eSouth Africa ubekhuluma ecingweni esePretoria khonale eSouth Africa. Ku-Live Talk lamuhla sixoxa ngekhefu lePasika ukuthi lingaba lilinanza njani lapho elikhona. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Yesi khangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Ibutho lomanyano leMelika leSyria libikwa lilahlekelwe ngamalunga alo amabili kwalimala kakubi abahlanu ngolwesine ntambama. Amapolisa kwele Brazil abikwa ebophe abantu abambalwa izolo abalobudlelwano lomongameli Michel Temer walelo lizwe ngamacala enkohlakalo lapho umongameli anakanelwa ukuthi uyafumbathiswa ukuze anikeze abangani bakhe imisebenzi yamakontrakti kahulumende ikakhulu esitishini sezikepe esikhulu salelo lizwe. Izakhamizi zebulilima West ezansi emaNdebeleni zithi ziyemukela ibandla leZaphu ngoba liyinsika njalo bayajabula ngokuba umongameli walo okwamanje umnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa umi labo laloba ebhekane lobunzima adlula kibo. UAnastasia Ndlovu usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Ibandla leZaphu seliqalile ukuhamba likhankasela ukuba livotelwe kukhetho oluzayo njalo izakhamizi zakondolwane zihlangene emhlanganweni emavinkilini akobhuche bathi ibandla leZaphu baza kumalalo kukhetho oluzayo ngoba bayinsika ezweni njalo bayazi ukuba abantu bafunani. Isakhamuzi sakondolwane kuward 9 unkosazana Soneni Sibanda uthi ujabule ngokuhlangana njalo labakhokheli bebandla leZaphu ngoba kuyilo ibandla abaqala lalo ezombangazwe.
Ngibongile kakhulu ngenhlanganiso le evela kobulawayo ikhuluma ngezinto zonke esifanele ukuthi sizenze ngoba bakhuluma ngokuthi sikhumbule ekhaya besiswele ukuthi singenzani siphakathi laphakathi sicamalazile kodwa imfundo yabo isichele sisile ngoba besiswele ukuthi atizaphu yayangaphi.
Umnumzana Athwele Ndlovu ongene lomhlangano kondolwane uthi sebeqalile ukuhlela inkokheli abazakumalazo ebulilima West kukhetho oluzayo njalo bazasebenza gadalala ukuze umbuso uze ezabelweni.
Namhlanje besilomhlangano kobhuti owezaphu lomhlangano ube yimpumelelo enkulu lapho besihlela khona amakandidate wethu kusukisela kukhansela kusiya ku-MP silungiselela ukhetho oluzayo. Ngempela silesiqiniseke ukuthi lonyaka ibulilima West izothathwa yiZaphu.
Esinye njalo isakhamuzi sebulilima West uBanda Moyo okhangelele ukuba ngukansila Uthi engajabula uma abantu bengasebenza katalala njalo uyajabula uzasebenzela abantu.
Mina ngajabula kakhulu uma singasebenza mpela sibuyele ekhaya ngobunengi. Lapha izidingo zabantu bakithi azikho kodwa ke hayi amathambo ayavuka ngiyabona kubongela lamadoda azinika isikhathi bazofika ebulilima west sisebulilima west manje njengoba ngikhuluma. Angijabule kakhulu for the first time lami siba le rally nje lami ngikhona. So ngizimisela ukuseva lama bantu bakithi bangikhethe as a councillor. I'm sure zasebenzela uzaphu nabantu.
Ibandla lezaphu kuliviki liveze imanifesto yabo kobulawayo bethi bakhangelele ukuyangena kukhetho oluzayo bejonge ukuba bengangena embusweni abantu bazibuse ngaphansi kombuso wezabelo okuyinto abayilwela empini. Kondolwane ebulilima West izakhamuzi zakhona zichaze ukuba basekela ibandla lezaphu ngoba kuyilo elaletha inkululeko kuthi la amanye amabandla akhona ezweni ayabakhohlwa bengangena embusweni. Ngimele iStudio 7 isebulilima West ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kwezemidlalo intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo Joseph Njanji usipha impumela imidlalo yesigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League edlalwe lamhlanje emini.
Iqembu le-Islanders libe ngutshikile obhanqa leqembu le-Triangle kungela qembu elenelise ukulitshayela emambuleni emdlalweni eqhutshelwe enkundleni ye-Barber Fields namhla emini. Umqeqetshi weqembu le-Highlanders uMatinda Ndlovu uthi abafana bakhe bengabe benganqobanga yebo kodwa badlale ngcono kulalokho abakwenze emdlaleni wabo wesibili abawudlalela iqembu le-Rentals.
Getting into this game where there are a lot of issues to deal with, one of which is the past performance.
Singene kumdlalo wanamhlanje silokhu sicabanga ngomdlalo wethu oviki lesibili esiwudlalela iqembu le-Rentals lapho esingadlalanga khona kuhle. Kodwa okungithokozisayo ukuba abafana badlale kuhle namhlanje ngoba benelise ukulichaya ibhola.
Limpumelelo yomdlalo ophakathi kwe-Islanders le-Triangle itsho ukuba iqembu le-Islanders selimiklomelo yisikhombisa ngemva kwemidlalo emithathu kuthi le-Triangle lithole imiklomelo walo wakuqala selokhu kuqale imidlalo yalonyaka. Komunye umdlalo weviki lesithathu odlalwe namhla iqembu le-Shabane Mine libe ngutshikile obhanqa 2-2 leqembu le-Nikroot. Lo mdlalo uqhutshelwe enkundleni emaglass edolobheni lezishabane. Imidlalo iqhubekela phambili ngesonto lapho iqembu le-Rentals lizadlala khona leqembu le-Yada enkundleni ye-Rufaro. Iqembu le-Mtare City lizadibana le-Harare City enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium. Elebulawayo Chiefs lizadlala le-Chapungu ngaseluvivwe kuthi ele-Capes United lizanqikelana le-Black Rhinos. Ngomvulo iqembu le-Dynamos lizemukela ele-Highlanders ngaseRufaro. Iqembu le-Shapani Mine lizadlala le-Chicken Inn ngaseMaglass. Iqembu le-Nikroot lizemukela ele-Ngezi Platinum ngase-Ascot. Ele-FC Platinum lizadlala le-Bulawayo City ngaseMandava. Kuthi ele-Triangle lizemukela ele-ZPC Kariba ngaseKipo. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
It was a Friday, my darling.
Woza Friday kuhlelo Woza Friday kungephasika kunje nje sileqembu lembube indosakusa eledume kakhulu ngomculo wesicathamiya lokucula ingoma zokholo. Asizweni okunengi umkhokheli waleli qembu uOscar Siziba exoxa lo msakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisasvan.
Avule yila mazulu,
avule yila mazulu,
avule yile ngempela,
avule yila mazulu.
Lusuku oluhlelwe phasika akulanto enhle njengokuthi silibazisane ngamaphimbo amnandi namhla avela uqembu lendo sakusa abalaleli sebethe gwaqa belale umsakazo olohlonze weStudio 7. Kuhle phela ukuthi balazi leli qembu lona elinamalunga esishiyagalombili.
Indosakusa The Morning Star yaqala ngo-2001 yazi ukuthi yayiseseyimpumelelo Shining Stars lapho. Ngakho-ke yaqalela enqameni eGwanda emathebeleni South eMaphane eZimbabwe. Siyabonga.
Abantu abaningi balazi ngegama lenu elidume kakhulu, Impumelelo Shining Stars. Utheni laguqula lelo gama mnumzana Siziva?
Sitshintshe ibizo from Impumelelo Shining Stars to Indosakusa the Morning Star. Lokho kungumbono kaJehova uNkulunkulu osinikeze yona ukuze afeze lokho afuna sikwenze, asinikeze futhi isibane sokuthi asikhanyisele lapho siya khona. Siyabonga.
Konomdleni wami owake wabasemhlabe
usengandulele
ekhaya
lapho
lapho ngombona ezuri
ungangibambezeli
qa unesinyaka nyaka
naye ngibiza
abasanda kusixhuma sikuhlelo waza woza Friday ngekhefu lephasika kunjenje leqembu lendosakusa omelele liqembu ngumkhokheli walo Oscar Siziba. Ukanti leli qembu selisebenze labanye abaculi abalodumo, yikho njenje labo belodumo.
Sisebenze lamaqembu amaningi kakhulu, sisebenze lo Jace Maravini, sisebenze lo le Black Mambazo, sisebenze lo Nkwali, sisebenze ya lamaqembu ethandanani, maningi kakhulu amaqembu ngawabalisa.
Uyo indlela
lelo
jenizwe lobomi
ikhaya
labantu ehleli ngenweba
ninakena
hluka
uThixo
uThixo ngokona
nithi
noyana
noyana
phezulu.
Siyaqhubi uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje ke sizwe ukuthi indosakusa ilamadlalade amangaki lokuthi abafuna ukwathenga bengathola ngapi.
Silamadlalade angu 9 LS10 luzobuya nje masinya. Lamadlalade atholakala Art Gallery koBulawayo kuLeopold Takawira loJoshua Mqabo womgomo Avenue. Siyabonga kakhulu
abadi hambayo
bahambe
kanzima.
Indosakusa isibusise kamnandi ngamaphimbo amnandi kuhlelo lwabantu woza woza Friday ngamajakakithi eZimbabwe azithoba inhliziyo. Inhliziyo zenu mazingakhathazeki balaleli, kholisani ikhefu lephasika liziphathe kahle. Ngimele iStudio 7 igama lomu Ezra Jesus Bani.
Sikhoyo
isifo
asikho
ayi
asinebiko
nithi
noyana
noyana
phezulu
noyana
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 noyana noyana
noyana
Nitini
noyana
phezulu
yekake
kuthanda
izinto
zomhlaba
siyemnga
zophela
masinya
nesona
kangela
edawu. Esibanda sibongile kakhulu Ezra Chisa Sibanda. Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye izindaba ebezikhokhela. UZulu weZimbabwe umanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba angamakholwa esiKristu ekunanzeni ikhefu lephasika, kodwa kukhalwa ngokuswelakala kwemali. U-ambassador Harry Thomas Jr., ummeli welemelika eZimbabwe, uthi kuzathatha isikhathi eside kakhulu ukuthi umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe uthuthuke. Silugcima-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguChris Gande Lilali.
Si
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.